Hey, my friends, just a couple notes before we get started. Today, I'm going to be talking to Lisa McQueen. Super fun to talk to. She's Australian. She helped her husband take their cleaning company from around $700,000 in revenue, where it was stuck at for a long time, up to over $3 or $4 million. And she's really cool. And we're going to get her top three tips on how to have the most productive, best year ever. But I want to apologize for something. I made a mistake when I recorded this audio on this interview, and I decided to go ahead and release it. The audio quality on my vocal track is kind of bad, but what she discussed was so good, I didn't want to scrap it. So I'm going to release it. Bear with me on the audio. The content is well worth it. Just wanted to give you a heads up.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can?
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me again on the Quick Talk Podcast. My name's Josh. My job is to deliver you no-nonsense, straight-to-the-point business insights. And I'm talking about the stuff you can actually apply to your life and to your business right now. Not theory and hyperbole and metaphors. Real stuff with real people. Today, I have the pleasure, and I mean this, pleasure to talk to Lisa McQueen again. She was a huge hit. Last time I had her on the Quick Talk Podcast, thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads, lots of comments, emails. I never got more emails than I did with Lisa's interview. She really hit a nerve. She's really sharp. She has a multi-million dollar business in Australia, and I've asked her to share her top three tips to make 2017 your very, very best year ever in business. Thank you, Lisa, for taking time out of your busy schedule. How are you?
Hey, Joshua, I am great. And thank you so much for having me back on the podcast. I feel very privileged to be here and to be, with your listeners today and, shaping up and getting ready for 2017. I'm kind of pumped and I hope everybody else is, because 2017, I think, is going to be a great, great year.
I have such a good feeling about it. And I don't say that every year. I think last year I was still kind of weirded out and felt weird politically and everything. For something about the environment right now, I'm very optimistic about 2017. And of course you're welcome on the show. I have to give the people what they want, Lisa. And they want more Lisa. So now you're here. Now you get to blow our minds again. What are you doing on a personal level to crush this next year and to grow your business? And what should we be doing?
Okay, well, look, business success, it's as much about marketing and sales as it is about measuring, forecasting, and tracking your numbers. And that applies even if you're brand new to the cleaning industry. And look, it took me a long time to realize it was almost impossible to grow our cleaning business without knowing our numbers. So I guess for me, that's where I'm going to start. And that's always going to be an area that, going into a brand new year, I want to make sure I know exactly what my numbers are, because without knowing them, you're not able to make accurate decisions on anything, and you're kind of guessing your way through when it comes to hiring new team members or an ad budget or scaling your business, maybe taking on a loan, or if you need to move to bigger premises or rent machines. If you don't know your numbers, you are likely to get it wrong and you can end up in serious trouble. And I love that saying, that saying that says what gets measured gets improved, and you can't improve what you don't measure. And I love that because it's so true, and it applies to not just, big business, but it applies to cleaning businesses as well. Because when things are measured and reported back in a business, they improve dramatically. So if you want to make it count, you got to count it.
Wow, there's so many nuggets in there. There's like 5 gold quotes, but I think you're right. If we only focus on the future without evaluating what happened in 2016, evaluating our margins, our KPIs, what worked, what didn't work, really taking an honest look at that, it's going to be really hard for us to move the needle in 2017. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, look, if you don't know how much it costs you to get a new customer into your business, or what the lifetime value of a customer is, then how on earth can you make decisions on your sales and marketing? If you don't know what it's going to cost you to get a client, then you're kind of just flying by the seat of your pants. Whereas if you know with 100% certainty that it costs you, let's just put a number out there, it costs you $100 to get a new customer, but that customer stays with you for 12 months, and over that 12-month period, that customer's worth, let's say, $2,000 to your business. Well, then, for goodness sake, you're going to spend $100 to get $2,000 out, right? So it's understanding that and knowing how to calculate those things out in your cleaning business that gives you a lot of power. And the really successful cleaning business owners, they know their numbers and they know them cold. They know exactly what they can spend on marketing because they know what it costs them to get a customer, and they know what it costs, what the lifetime value is. And I think that's a place that a lot of people, a lot of business owners fall down. They just don't know their numbers.
Yeah, I concur completely, and I know for a fact that this is a big area people miss. And I also know for a fact that the people I know that make, over $1 million a year, they're quote unquote high achievers, they're obsessed with numbers. They measure everything. You have to, most of their offices they spend all day in the office just looking at dashboards and leaderboards and metric trackers and stuff, because that is like a snapshot of the health of your business. It's a snapshot on if you're moving closer or further away from your goal. So I think that's a good first tip. So tip number one is know your numbers. Make time, figure it out. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to have like 32 different metrics you track to start, but measure the most important ones to start, like Lisa said, with marketing, because that's the lifeblood of your business, is sales. So what's number two, Lisa?
Okay, number two is, I want to just pose a question to everybody here. So who gets people that come to their website, sends in an inquiry, they'll send in an inquiry or they'll make a phone call, and then when you go to follow up on that website inquiry or when you go to make a follow-up phone call, it's like radio silence. You don't hear anything. And, I mean, like the person's come to your website, so they obviously have a need, right? But then they never call you back. So as a business owner, especially in cleaning businesses, it's really, really frustrating. My two cents worth on that problem is that's what prospects do, and it's 100% normal. And the big thing here that I'd advise is a complete mindset shift. So point number two is I want you to change your mindset from thinking, people are just coming to my website wasting my time, to these are certain to be new prospects or clients. So if you think about the people that came to your website, maybe they were people that were sitting on their couch, they were watching Game of Thrones on TV, and maybe their mind wandered towards, hey, I've got an untidy house or dirty carpets or streaky windows, or maybe they were at work thinking their office needed better cleaning and they decided to use their iPhone, which was probably already in their hand, to search for ways to solve that pain. And their guard was down just long enough to fill out a form on a website, a cleaning website that they stumbled upon. Because what I've just described is the reality of many inquiries for cleaning businesses. But it doesn't matter if they don't sort of let you follow up with them straight away, because the fact is 97%, like 97% who come to your website, they want to buy something, but they're not ready, but they will be. So the game of converting a lead interested in what you do to converting them into a full paying client, that's where the fun starts. That's where all of this begins. And so change your mindset about that. Don't think, they were just wasting my time. I want you to think about, okay, well, they were interested, because let's face it, nobody comes to a cleaning business website for the fun of it. They're there for a reason. They may not be ready to make a decision, but they will be. So if you stay in touch with them long enough, then when they are ready to make a decision, you will be the natural choice. So that's point number two. Stay in touch.
So good. You got to stay in touch play the long game. Be patient, people. Come on.
Yeah, be patient. Yeah, and change your mindset around it too. I can't tell you how often I hear people say, oh, but my website's not working. I get these inquiries, but then nothing happens. Oh, dude, you've just got to follow up, and you've got to have a strategy around that. You know, if you're the kind of cleaning business that's set to make a one-off call and then go, oh, well, that's it, then you are going to be frustrated in 2017. So follow up and change your mindset.
Can I quote you from my app, Send Jim, with the quote you just said, dude, you have to follow up. I want to extract that one little snippet and be like, Lisa McQueen says, dude, you have to follow up. It's true, though. It's true. I think because really little businesses are very stressed out. They're focused. It's on fear. They're focused on fear. They're scared they're not going to get money for groceries. They need it right now. They need money right now. And so we neglect, you know, inadvertently, such a huge component to our long-term success, which is nurturing leads, nurturing people. You laid it out very well. And people that are at work and they have a whim. I mean, look, I do that to other companies all the time. You do. We get curious. We click something. We opt into something. And then we kind of just forget about it 10 minutes later. But the ones that keep engaging us could win our business later. I think that's awesome advice. Yeah, awesome.
It's so true. It is so true. And look, if you create a system within your cleaning business, and I don't care how small your cleaning business is or how big it is for that matter, if you have a system for following up, and even if that's a manual system, guys, it does not have to be a big fancy system that's, you know, all the bells and whistles. As long as it's a step-by-step, something you can follow up, a script, have a script so you can follow up and just make those calls and design a process for your business so that you will get that success. And it's really, it is simple. It is simple. Remember, it's 97% of people that inquire are not ready to buy yet, but they will be.
It's like a date. I mean, we go on a date. Do you really think you're going to seal the deal, quote unquote, not to be too weird, on the first date? I mean, come buy them dinner, you know, get to know them. You build a relationship because you're going to have a way higher conversion rate than just trying to be that guy at the bar, so to speak. Maybe that was a terrible metaphor. I'm going to pretend that didn't happen. So what's point number three?
Okay, moving on to point number three. Point number three is understand your prospect's buying process. So the buying process that the prospect goes through is, you know, it's a bit of a follow-up from what I've just spoken about, but knowing that you've got 97% who are not going to do anything right now, let's think about those 97%. How can you make yourself stand out? How can you be different? And, you know, one of the ways that I love to share with people is that think about your website. Now, does your website, if you're the person that goes out and does the bids or meets with the customers and the prospects, then it's super important that you, or a picture of you or a caricature of you or a video of you, appears on your website and appears in your, if you're on social media, then you have to be in your own social media because people buy from people. So make sure you're on your own website so that the first thing they see is you. Then if they inquire and you send them an email or something like that, there should be a, you know, maybe a video of you or a picture of you on that email. Again, and I'll get to the reason why in a minute. The third thing is when you go out to see someone, of course you want to be, you know, you want to be on your dime. You want to look good. You want to be sharp. You don't want to turn up in, you know, daggy, dirty clothes or anything like that. I don't want you guys looking like the cleaner. I want you to look like the business owner, you know, the problem solver, the solution maker. You turn up there and you make a strong introduction and you talk about the solutions for the problems that they've got. You don't talk about the cleaning, you talk about the solutions. Now, why you do it in this way is that if you think about it, that homeowner or that business owner has probably called 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 other cleaning businesses to get a proposal from, to get a quote from. So imagine how much more benefit it would be to you if that homeowner kind of recognized you when you turned up at their office or at their front door. So that's why you put in a photo or a video of you. That's why you have to appear in your own business, because you're trying to create micro points all the way through of connection. And so if they hear your voice on a video, if they see you, all of those things really help to overcome, the objections. It helps. It will help to overcome them remembering you, because you can imagine if someone sees, you know, three or four or five different cleaning businesses, they're not going to remember if you were guy number one or two through the door. They're not going to remember who you are unless you do this. And you want to give yourself every opportunity to win the business and seal the deal. So make yourself stand out. Be different. Know your own USP, and that's, you know, a unique selling proposition. If you're not familiar with that term, it's how you articulate how you can solve their problems. And, you know, like I said before, you're not in the cleaning business. You're in the solutions business. You provide solutions to people's problems.
That is gold. I love your point number three. Your point number three is amazing, because service companies are viewed as a commodity by consumers. Because, you know, I can't remember who said this, but modern day consumers are trained to shop for everything as a commodity, right? So you see a price for something, you go to Amazon and try to find which one has a lower price. You see a cleaning offer and you get four quotes because you're going to go with the lowest quote. And the way to break that cycle is by creating more perceived value, by differentiating yourself so that you really can't even be compared with the other group of cleaners. And by doing what you just described, you're layering in what touch points of personalization and humanizing your company, and you're decommoditizing it, meaning when your price is a little higher, it's not an issue anymore, because you've created this buffer around yourself. You've decommoditized yourself. You're your own category. You're the guy with the slick website with your face and then the personalized email, and then you showed up on time and your literature was amazing and it was better than ever. And then the follow-up call after was amazing. Nobody else does that. So you win and you get to make all the money, right, Lisa?
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. It's all about those points, because when the interesting thing is at the beginning of a buying cycle, the prospect is thinking pricing, but as that prospect goes through the buying cycle, pricing becomes less and less of an issue for exactly those reasons. They decide who it is they want to work with, and then they will justify intellectually, okay, well, it's going to cost me, you know, a few more dollars, or, you know, another $100 or whatever. But the reason I'm prepared to pay that is because X, Y, and Z. So that USP is your X, Y, and Z. That. You know, them being prepared to part with more money is them reacting and responding to all of those micro things that you do better than everybody else. So as soon as you've been to see someone, my goodness, within 20 minutes, you should be sending them a cool text message. And the next day you should be following up with them. Like, those are things that you should be doing anyway, but having all the, like, understanding that cycle and then working the cycle with them is where the massive success will happen. And you'll find your close rate will go up exponentially because of those things.
Oh, I so agree. I lived this, Lisa, in my business. This was my obsession, was creating this massive perceived value throughout the process. I love your reference to people buy an emotion, they justify with logic. That is so true. We do that. I do that. You know, we kind of decide what we want and then we rationalize it. And so they want to do business with someone they're comfortable with, that's high level, that's professional. Everybody wants the Cadillac. And if they can make it happen and they can swing it and they can literally pay for it, they're going to want the nicer car. They're going to want the nicer cleaner, the better version of a cleaning company. And you can create that for like almost no money. It's just being intentional with the details. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it's amazing. So to recap, point number one was to know your numbers.
Yes.
Point number two was to follow up. You have to follow up. And point number three is to understand your customer's buying cycle and create that perceived value and understand those things to create separation for yourself. Lisa, that was amazing. That was awesome.
My pleasure.
Do you have any closing thoughts, and can you tell us how our listeners can connect with you? Because I know a ton of them did last time. How can they read your blogs and get more of the stuff that you teach?
Thank you. Well, look, I'd just like to close this conversation by sort of recommending and saying to you guys, look, invest in yourself. Make 2017 the year of learning and expanding what you already know about our industry. Because, look, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you already have. And chances are you want more. You want more time freedom, you want more money, more customers, more success. And if you don't consider yourself worthy of investing in, then why, you know, you've got to ask yourself, why should anyone else invest in you? So invest in yourself, invest in your education. I mean, you're in a great place here on the podcast because there's just so much content that Josh shares every single podcast. Make sure that you not only hear the information, listen to it, read it, but you then take action. So, you know, knowledge without action is just knowledge. So make sure that you get out there. Here's something. It might be one thing that resonated with you today or on another podcast. Make sure that you make it your mission to go out and jump on it and do it and invest in yourself. And look, if, you know, as Josh said, this is what I do for a living. I help cleaning business owners succeed and I love it. It's my passion. And I just want to thank you so much, Josh, for having me on the podcast again today.
Of course. You have great content. You have a very successful company. Everyone knows you know what you're talking about and you're fun to listen to, Lisa. What's your website so people can read your blogs and get connected?
Yep. You can connect with me at cleaningmarketer.com. And I'm on LinkedIn. Please reach out. I'd love to hear from you. If there's anything that resonated with you today, let me know, because I'd love to hear from you. So I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, and you can find me at cleaningmarketer.com.
Awesome. Sounds good, Lisa. Hey, you're on the other side of the world. It's the morning for you, and I'm recording this. It's dinner time for me. What's going on?
I live in the future, Josh.
You live in the future. That's right. Don't your toilets flush the other way than our toilets flush?
Yes, they do.
The water swirl. That's true? Okay, I thought that was a myth. Hey, Lisa, thank you so much. Good luck in 2017, everything you're doing as well on a personal level. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks so much.
Hey, my friends, I want to invite you to hang out with me on January 12th. Now, many of you know I launched my Automate, Grow, Sell Small Business Bootcamp about a year ago. And over the last year, in 2016, we had over 115 small businesses in a variety of service industries join me and the rest of the bootcamp members to go through the bootcamp, right? This is a high impact, massively disruptive, in a good way, bomb for your business. It can change everything. And in all seriousness, it has doubled and even tripled some of our members' businesses the first year that they're in the bootcamp. Now, we also learned a lot. And so we've made some adjustments to the way that the course is laid out, to the content that's in it. And we have a new game plan going into 2017 to really help you make 2017 your very, very best year in business ever. We've had massive feedback. We've done a lot of research and data with our current members to figure out, you know, what can we add to the bootcamp to make it better? What was missing? How can we add more and more value? There's a lot included. I don't have to go into all of it now. I just want you to know that on January 12th, you can join me for free, and I'm going to do a teaching on how to make 2017 your very, very best year in business ever. And that might look like anything. There's no wrong answer, but that's for you to decide. For me, the last 2 years I owned my business before I sold it, I only worked 5 hours a week in the business. That's a real true story. The business still did over $150,000 a month, and it was totally automated. That's what I teach you how to do in the bootcamp, right? So whether you want to have a really big business or a smaller business that's boutique but highly profitable, that's what we can teach you. But the most powerful part of the bootcamp is the membership, the community, all these other businesses, because we have a private mastermind group on Facebook that's hidden. It's secret. It's just for the bootcampers. And there are very, very smart people in the bootcamp. So there's a lot there, and on the webinar, I'm going to walk you through it, screenshot it, lay out what's in it, and the methodology behind the teaching and what it can do for you, right? Because look, 2017 is going to sneak up on you and fly by just like this year did. There's no reason in the world to not investigate. Hang out with me on January 12th and just take a peek. Just take a look and see what we have to offer you. It could change everything for you. So I hope you register. It's totally free, and I will see you on January 12th.